The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Never miss a show. Take us with you 24 hours a day. Go to SundayMorningNewsmakers.com. Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
We are going to the phone right now to talk to a candidate for elective office here in Southern California. John Lee is joining us to tell us a little bit about the race that he's in an August election. I mean, we're all, John, kind of on summer vacation here, and there's actually an election, right?
Yeah, you know what? This is not going to be on TV or in the paper. This is going to be something where I am going to have to knock on a lot of doors this weekend to remind people that there's an actual election this coming Tuesday.
All right. Let everybody know what race it is, what district this is, what people have to know.
Sure. This is a city council race in the city of Los Angeles. For Council District 12, which makes up the communities of Granada Hills, Northridge, Porter Ranch, Sherwood Forest, Chatsworth, West Hills, a small part of North Hills, and a small part of Reseda.
And tell us a little bit about this particular race that you're in, who you're up against, what the stakes are, kind of set out the lay of the land, why this is so important for folks in that area to vote.
You know, I often say that more than federal government, more than state or county, local city government is the level that affects your daily quality of life the most. This is about preserving sort of the single family atmosphere that we've had here in Council District 12. Council District 12 has always been sort of different than the rest of the city. The leaders here in the past have always been that common sense voice, that voice for businesses. I'm up against somebody who is the exact opposite, somebody who does not understand what it means to live in this district. I've lived here for 41 years. I know this area. This is the area that raised me, and it's the area that I'm running for because I want to raise my kids in the district that's the safest district in the city of Los Angeles, the district with the best neighborhoods, the district with the best schools. And so that's why I'm running.
Now, and you've got an interesting race that's underway here. Again, it's kind of buried in August, but the stakes are pretty high here. How do you feel as far as going into this in the final weekend?
You know, I feel great. This community, you know, I've always said that, you know, in order to have these great neighborhoods and, you know, great schools, you know, you need to have a safe neighborhood first. And public safety has always been my focus over the years. I'm proud to be endorsed by both, LAPD, PPL and UFLAC, the men and women who make up the police department and the fire department. And so that overall message has been great for me. And it's something that, you know, the reason why they're endorsing me is because they believe I will actually have a different voice in City Hall, a voice, you know, that's a bit more disruptive when it comes to the same ideas that dealing with homelessness that the city seems to have year after year and just watching our numbers go up. And that's why they're endorsing me. They're endorsing me because they want me and they, you know, they plan to stand behind me on that.
So take us into the homeless issue, because we have been focusing on this show in a series we call At the Heart of the Homeless Crisis. And we've been talking to a lot of the stakeholders. We've been exploring the challenges on this issue, some of the causes, really just an honest dissection of the issue. I know it's a big issue, but bullet point for us. What can Los Angeles do better that you, John Lee, as a member of the council, District 12, would be able to do?
Well, the first thing that we need to do is recognize that this is more than just a housing crisis. Over and over, all we hear from downtown is we need more housing, we need more housing, we need more housing. And I agree, we do. It's a simple economics. We have the demand. We don't have the supply. We need more housing. A, we need to put that housing in the right places. And B, we need to realize that this is more than just a housing crisis. This is a drug crisis. This is a mental illness crisis that for some reason we are failing to recognize. And, you know, there's a lot of different steps, but, you know, we have really tied the hands of our police force. Prop 47 was something that was sold to us years ago as the Safe Neighborhood, Safe Schools Act. And really, it's done the exact opposite. It's lowered so many different felonies into misdemeanors and has really handcuffed our police officers. When people can feed their drug habits by walking into store and stealing up to $950, and that's not per day, that's per incident, to feed their drug habits before it's considered more than petty theft, there's a problem there.
I've even heard that some of them carry calculators with them to make sure they don't go over.
I mean, they walk into stores and just carry out baskets full of whatever it is they need, and just walk out and literally tell the store, you know, owner or the store employees that, call the police, because the police are frustrated. The police, when they tell me, John, it takes me longer to fill out paperwork than it does for these people to pay a fine and be out. That's tough on them when they feel that, you know, the power has been taken away from them. I don't understand when it sort of became okay for people to just put tents up in front of homes and on sidewalks, or to, you know, have rows of RVs just living, you know, in neighborhoods, or, you know, to just basically defecate in public. Well, one of the famous flower stores in our area is closing now. She's very popular, but she's very successful, but she's, you know, I don't blame her. She's tired of it because, you know, people just seem to come and use the front of her store as her own, you know, personal bathroom, and there's nothing. She feels like there's nothing, you know, being done about it.
No. Hey, let me ask you this: do you get a sense, you've had a chance to kind of compare against your opponent as far as this particular issue? I mean, do you see some differences? You're careful not to slam anybody, but give us some differences.
Well, my opponent is, you know, she likes to argue that I'm the status quo, but actually I believe she's the status quo of everything that's happening, downtown. The same thing, the same talk about housing crisis and not recognizing the drug and mental issue and mental illness issue of this crisis. It's getting frustrating, and we need to send a different voice that's going to start talking about, you know, how are we going to move forward when we start hearing about our tax money and Measure HHH being spent at $550,000 per unit. That's not including services. That's just to build.
Right.
The units.
Right. You'll never build it that way. John Lee is running City Council of District 12. Would like your vote. Let's talk about some of the other issues involving Los Angeles. Of course, we just had a visit from the FBI and, taking away boxes of things in a couple of places. There are a couple of investigations going on at City Hall. Is that concerning to you? And any comment on that?
I mean, it takes the public trust away when we have the FBI knocking, you know, on the doors of City Hall, and we need to instill that trust again with the people of Los Angeles. They need to know that their elected officials are making decisions, not based on donations that they're getting, but on the decisions that what are best for this community. And it's extremely concerning, and I'm waiting just like everyone else to see what comes out of this. And, you know, I'm hoping to bring a different culture you know, to City Hall.
Yeah. John, give a little background. You mentioned 40 plus years living in the district, but tell us a little bit about yourself. For those wondering, what do they need to know about you?
Thanks. You know, I've lived in this community since 1978. I always say I have strange Korean parents. They never wanted me to be a lawyer or a doctor. They always wanted me to be in community service because they just really appreciated the opportunity to come to this country. And, you know, I've been volunteering since I was 13 years old, working with children with developmental disabilities. And that has carried on into my adulthood. I sit on three different boards, the North Valley YMCA, the San Fernando Valley Rescue Mission, which is a 90-bed homeless shelter here in Northridge, which has been hailed as the model of what we should be doing for those families who are truly one paycheck away and have found themselves on the streets. We are running at a 93% success rate there. Less than 7% of our families have ended up back on the streets after 5 years. And it's an amazing program that they're running there. But, you know, that program's done with absolutely no tax dollars. Not that I don't want to be able to use those money, but we know sometimes the programs are paint by numbers, and we want to be able to set our own rules. Some families need to be there 30 days. Some families need to be there 4 months. But they don't leave the program until we find housing. They get jobs. And we really teach them the skills that, you know, to make sure that they don't get back, you know, to the streets in the future. And the third program I'm very extremely proud of is the LAPD Devonshire Palace program. This is a youth program where growing up in my in Council District 12, there was one area that was always our highest crime, highest gang area. 10 years ago, we raised $5 million to build a youth center there. And it was to facilitate a relationship between at-risk kids and police officers. We wanted to teach kids that you run to police officers, not away from them. And it's been an incredible success. Not only has juvenile crime lowered by 40% in our district, we're sending these kids to schools and finding them great jobs right now.
Wow. John Lee, we're out of time. District 12, you hope people this coming week will vote for you. Thank you so much. What's the website? Where can people find out more?
It's John Lee C. D12.com.
Hey, thank you, John Lee. Appreciate you being on the program today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, John. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
AM 870, The Answer.
Up next, The Barack Lurie Show, hosted by attorney Barack Lurie. The very popular Barack Lurie Show is filled with stimulating conversation and a fresh point of view on politics, religion, and the law. Next on AM 870, The Answer.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.